she's really strong. I mean, she's the one player I just didn't want to meet in the draw. I just had really bad luck. I mean, I'm confident against every other lady. Korea and China are the only two I really don't have a game plan for. We don't see them. We don't get to play them, you know. So I needed luck. I was hoping to avoid those two to the semis at least, you know. But I had a really, really hard draw, China and Korea. But I played quite well. I really did. So I couldn't have done any more. I really couldn't. Her game plan, she's just so mobile and she's so athletic and, you know, she's just so physically stronger than me, you know. So yeah, I knew if I could stay close to her, she'd get nervous, and that's what happened in the second set. And that was my downfall in the other sets as well. I was trying to force it, just go for chances to try to stay with her, to try and, you know, stay with her to make her nervous or make her, you know, second guess. Well, it really was her mobility, really. You know, she can just, you know, she doesn't fall over, or she's just great physicality and great mobility, you know, that some of the rest of us don't have, I suppose. But she's really, just really strong, you know. I just didn't want to meet her, unfortunately. I was just really unlucky. I really was. I've beaten all those other ladies. China and Korea were the two that I didn't have a game plan for, you know. I'm delighted. I really am. I'm exhausted, and it's been such an intensive build-up. I'm really mentally and physically exhausted right now, but it's been a great experience. I've learned loads. I mean, I'd know better how to play those two again now, really, you know. China and Korea, that is, you know, Liu and Cho. But it's been a great experience. You know, the Paralympics is so much different to a regular World Championship for Europeans. It's the whole experience. It's the atmosphere in the village. It's everything that goes with it, the build-up. So it's hard to explain, but it's fantastic. And I've had great support from Paralympic Ireland, Sport Ireland, and Table Tennis Ireland, and IWA Sport, and my family in Benishon, and my neighbours in Barna. Everybody, I've had great support. I really have. And I've been working really hard and really, really well with Stephen McIver from Paralympic Ireland on my mental strength. And it was challenged this morning when I woke up and saw my draw. It really was. But it's really important to stay positive, and I really tried, you know, to stay positive coming into this match. I actually thrive on that, the atmosphere and the build-up. I never even see anybody when I'm playing, so there's a great buzz out of winning. There really is. And it's heartbreaking losing. There really is. So I really don't know. I don't know, and right now I just feel defeated, you know. I just feel I'm tired, but you know, probably in 2 days' time I'll be rearing to go again, really. So I really don't know, you know. I just need time to get over the disappointment of finishing up, you know. You know, you have to believe, you know, she could have an off day,
yeah.
As well as that. But like in my second set, I had the beating of her, or I could stay with her. So I just needed to believe I could play at that intensity all the time. But it's very difficult. If your mind wanders for a second, or if you're just sitting an inch the wrong side, or if, you know, if you just lose focus for a second. So it's really, really difficult to keep that level of intensity and focus for the three sets. And there's so much going on around you as well, you know.
Yeah.
So it's difficult to stay, like, in that, you know, moment.